Welcome to Maseches Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 1, Mishnah 8. We'll see in the Mishnah that there are certain laws which are very explicit in the Torah, and many of the details of the law could be found in the Torah. And there are some mitzvahs and some ideas and concepts which there's very little in the actual Torah itself, just a hint perhaps or an allusion. And Chagiga is one of them. The celebratory sacrifice that was brought is one such mitzvah. So the Mishnah goes into a bunch of examples of different types of mitzvahs and concepts which are, you know, barely hinted at in the Torah, somewhat hidden, yet are still very complex and have many laws. So let's see the Mishnah. Heter nedarim, the ability to abolish a vow, either through a chacham, a wise person, or three regular people, parchin ba'aver, they're hanging in the air. There's very little allusion to them in the Torah. And really, if you just look in the Torah itself, there isn't really much of a basis. Rather, it's part of Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law. Hilchos Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, particularly something called Melacha She'ina Tzricha Lagufa, which means to say that the Torah prohibition is only when a person does a melacha, does a prohibited task on Shabbos with the desired outcome. But if a person does a task with a different type of outcome, that's called Melacha She'ina Tzricha Lagufa, that's a forbidden act of work that is not needed for the essential fulfillment of the task. That also is just something that's alluded to in the Torah. The Chagigos, the laws of Chagigah, the celebratory sacrifice, which are in our Masechta, in our tractate. The Hame'ilos, and the laws of Me'ila. Me'ila is when a person uses something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. Harehim says the Mishnah, they are Kahararim Hatluim Besara, like large mountains hanging on a hair. Shehein Mikra Ma'at, there's very little verses in the Torah about them, V'halachos Merubos, yet there are many laws and details about them in Torah Shabbat Peh and the oral law. Adinin, monetary matters, va'avodos, and laws of karbanos of sacrifices, hataros va'atumos, laws of spiritual purity and spiritual impurity, va'arayos, and many of the details of forbidden sexual relations. All these laws, says the Mishnah, yesh lehen amash yismochu, those are things which one can learn from the Torah because there is much detail in the Torah about them. But both of those, whether the laws that are just barely alluded to in the Torah, and the bulk of them come from Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, or those that are explicit, hein gufei Torah, those are considered the essence, the essential part of the Torah itself. The Mishnah is teaching us that even though a lot of it is Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, but Torah Shabbat Peh is Torah as well. And a person gets schar for studying whether Torah should be ksav, the written Torah, or Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, and both of them are essential for the normal function of a Jewish person.
Wishing you a wonderful upcoming day.